Hello, my friends. Welcome to Connecting the Body, Mind, and Spirit. I'm Lucy. And for those of you who might not know, I'm a bio-neuro-emotion practitioner. Bio-neuro-emotion is an approach that explores the connections between our emotions, the brain, and our body. It's based on the idea that emotions can have a profound impact on physical health and well-being. As a practitioner, I help individuals identify emotional conflicts or stresses that may be contributing to their physical symptoms or their current health issues. So, today we're going to be embarking in a different topic, one that I hope can alleviate and give some light on perhaps a stressful thing that you might be partaking in without knowing. Today, we're going to be talking all about boundaries and how they can be affecting our lives. And for those of you that perhaps know very well how to set boundaries, hang in there, because perhaps for some people, setting boundaries is an easy thing to do. However, are you burning bridges, and are you being too rigid and firm on how you're setting these boundaries? So, welcome to this episode, and let's dive in. Whether it's find an easy breeze for you to set limits with others or just face challenging, drawing these love lines, today's conversation is for you. We're going to explore not just what boundaries are, but how setting them, or sometimes the struggle to do so, shapes our relationships and our sense of worth. So, what are boundaries? Boundaries can be defined as essentially a guideline or a limit that a person creates to identify reasonable, safe, and permissible ways for others to behave towards us, and how they will respond when those limits are crossed. They help each and every one of us communicate our needs and expectations very clearly. It protects our emotional well-being and maintains a healthy relationship with others. So, think about boundaries as a personal property line that marks the things for which we are responsible. They vary greatly among individuals. What might be a non-issue for you might be a significant boundary for someone else. Have you ever stopped to perhaps consider what a boundary are? And if you're thinking, yes, and I do it very well, I tell people how it should. Well, perhaps you're being a little rigid and harsh and burning some bridges and deep relationships that you could be having. So let's take a look at the two type of boundaries and on which side perhaps you can fall. Some people, some of us may know how to set boundaries and are too harsh, like I said, but others are just paralyzed by the idea of setting some boundaries. So boundaries can be seen also in two types, the hard stop boundaries and the softer ones. Hard stop boundaries are those that are non-negotiable. These are non-negotiable limits to protect our well-being. It doesn't matter how it's said, where it's coming from. It's a hard no that we're not moving from. And at the same time, then there's softer boundaries that we need to learn to communicate and to set so others can understand us better. For instance, with our children, setting a hard stop boundary could look like enforcing a non-negotiable bedtime on school nights. It's clear, it's firm, and it's in place to protect their well-being. Now, on the flip side, softer boundaries are about negotiating needs and preferences, like discussing with a partner how you spend your weekends together, or negotiating screen time limits on weekends with your kids. You're open to discussion, allowing them to voice their preferences, but you also clear about your expectations and the need for balance. Both types of boundaries are extremely important for our well-being and for our relationships. Setting boundaries is essential about honoring ourselves. It's about making our well-being a priority and teaching others how to treat us. It's not a selfish act. It's an act of self-care. But have you ever noticed how respecting your boundaries, on the contrary, actually can lead to deeper, more meaningful connections? When we clearly communicate our needs and limits, we invite an understanding that strengthens our relationships. Consider perhaps a scenario with a close friend who has the habit of dropping by unannounced. It could be a loved one. It could be a friend. So check and see who it is for you. By setting a boundary, you might say something like, "I love our time together, but I really need some heads up before you visit. It helps me manage my time so that I can make sure that I fully enjoy and am able to hang out with you." Here, you're not just asserting your need for privacy and preparation, but you're inviting a deeper respect for each other's schedule and preferences. It's allowing others not to get defensive, but to understand the love and the reason why you're setting the limit, potentially strengthening this relationship. Now, setting boundaries might sound straightforward, but we know it's far from easy. Fear of rejection, worries about hurting others, or even deep-seated beliefs that our needs aren't that important can hold us back from doing so. Remember, setting boundaries and having conversations about it doesn't have to be so harsh. It can come from a place of love for yourself and for others. So start looking at it from a place of compassion and understanding, both for yourself and being honest with others as well. Now, some people might find it very difficult to set boundaries, and there's other peoples that perhaps don't have this problem, but perhaps have swung to the other extreme, that setting boundaries is with such rigidity and firmness that it leaves little room for connection, for empathy, for understanding and love. It's interesting to observe that we don't always fall neatly into one category of boundary setting. With certain people or in specific aspects of our lives, we might find it easier to communicate our needs, while in others, we struggle. So, if you perhaps used to have a hard time setting boundaries and you're not there anymore, take a look at yourself. Are you being too harsh and rigid with how you're talking about this? With our kids, sometimes teenagers can be pretty challenging on setting limits. Especially, like I said, setting boundaries around privacy while respecting theirs can be tricky. You want to ensure their safety online, perhaps, without getting too much into their personal space. It's a delicate balance between asserting your role as a parent, but acknowledging their growth need for independence. So, in these cases, there's some hard stops and some where softer, more conversations and negotiating can be happening. So pick your battles and see where you fall. So how do we set boundaries in a way that respects both our needs and those around us? It starts with self-reflection. Understanding what we truly need is the first step. Then comes the part of communicating these needs. Remember, clarity is key. Being clear about what we need and why it helps us helps others understand us better. Don't have others walking on eggshells, or you don't have to walk on eggshells. Make sure to communicate, to approach not from attacking, but from a place of curiosity, to understand, are there hard or softer limits that we're setting or perhaps others are setting and that they have to work on. But here's where the compassion comes in. Acknowledging that while we have needs, so do people around us that we love and care for also do. Finding a balance between asserting our boundaries and being open to the needs and feelings of others can turn boundary settings from a confrontation into a simple dialogue. When it comes to friends, let's say you have a weekly dinner that's become a bit too much for your current budget or schedule, approaching this with a clarity and compassion might look like you saying something, "You know, I've been looking at my budget and schedule, and I think I need to switch our dinners instead of weekly to once a month. I really love and enjoy them. However, they're a little bit too much for me now, and I want to make sure I can fully enjoy it without overextending myself." This way, you're clear about how much you love these dinners, but you can't participate weekly, as you are responsible for yourself, for your well-being, for your budget. Letting others know that you value the relationship, that you love it, however, that you can't just do it as often as you guys are right now. So boundaries are one of those things that can be really tricky. It's a dance between not knowing how to place them and being very firm. Sometimes in life, when we start practicing something, we can go from one extreme to the other based on fear, based on not knowing how to handle if somebody crosses your boundaries. But take a deep breath, relax, and realize that these conversations can be spoken about once, twice. However, setting boundaries is essential. The conversation for you to have around your boundaries, about your limits, about your likes, helps you build relationships from a place of love, of care, and understanding. You will automatically start approaching and being magnet to people that are on the same chapter of their life, that are seeking the same type of relationships of respect, of care, somebody that doesn't want to harm you, and for you to do the same. So listen to yourself. Start journaling. Start breathing. Start realizing what parts of your life do you need to set limits, or what parts of your life are your boundaries being so rigid that you're leaving your loved ones just hanging? As we wrap up today's discussion, I invite you to reflect on the boundaries in your life. Are there areas you could be perhaps clearer on? Or perhaps situations where more empathy could be infused into those conversations about limits and needs? Mandy Hale reminds us, it's not selfish to love yourself. Take care of yourself and to make your happiness a priority. It's necessary. Setting boundaries is not about building walls, but about drawing lines, love lines, that help you live in harmony with yourself and those around you. It's about finding that balance where we respect our own needs while being considerate of the feelings and needs of those around us. So, as we move forward from today's episode, I encourage you to think about the boundaries in your life. Consider where you might need to establish new ones or communicate existing ones more clearly. Reflect on how you can do so with kindness, clarity, and empathy, both for yourself and for those whom you share your life with. Remember, you're not going to get it right the first time, but keep practicing. And if it didn't come out the right way, or as perhaps the way that you wanted it to come out, remember, you can always come back and address it again. Apologize if needed, but communicate from your heart. Remember, you're not in this journey alone. We're all navigating the complex dance of human relationships together, learning how to protect your space while opening your heart. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this conversation has offered you insights and encouragement in your own journey with boundaries. I'd love to hear your thoughts, experiences, and any challenges you've faced in setting these boundaries. Let's continue this conversation and support each other in our growth. Until next time, take care of yourself, honor your needs, and keep drawing those lines of love throughout your journey. I love you, and I'll see you next time.